Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Quentin Cundiff. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 4, beginning with the 7th verse. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well, and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of living water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty, or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said to him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one who you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me. The hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. The text that we have before us today is one that often gets a lot of press in terms of Jesus' interaction with a Samaritan woman, of calling out her sin, that she has had 5 husbands and the one who she now has is not her husband. And admittedly, that's a pretty shocking revelation for a stranger to reveal at the well, but that is not the core of what this text has to say to us. Jesus is speaking to this woman about living water, and he's telling her that he would be the one who would give it to her if she would but ask. And she notice how she changes the topic very quickly after Jesus calls out her sin, and she says, "Well, our fathers worshipped in this way, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." She's placing words in Jesus' mouth. Jesus has not come up to her and just out of the blue told her that she needs to go to Jerusalem to worship, but she is interacting with him in light of the larger system that they lived in, of the interactions between Samaritans and Jews, and the fact that few of those interactions took place in general, let alone a Jewish man speaking to a Samaritan woman who he did not know. Yet Jesus overcomes those boundaries. Jesus points her in the right direction, and he points her to the living water. And in our day, this is such an important thing for us to remember, because it is so easy for us to give into straw man arguments, to make assertions about what other people think or would say without actually giving them the chance to, and oftentimes to our frustration, people do the same to us as well. And yet, Jesus points the woman to the living water, the water that gives eternal life. And this is for us as well, what we are called to do, to point people to Christ, for he is the one who is the one that gives the eternal life. We do not need to be concerned about whether we worship God in this town or in the other city or in this place or that place, but rather, as Jesus says, the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the Father is seeking such people to worship him. And indeed, the Father was seeking and is still seeking people to worship him. And he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to gather the lost sheep of Israel. And even today, Jesus continues to gather people to himself through the ministry of the gospel. And this is why we can be certain and rejoice that we do worship God in spirit and in truth when we worship our God in the name of his Son. Because Jesus, as he says in this text, is the Messiah who was to come, that tells us all things, and the message that he has for us is the forgiveness of our sins and the peace that we have with the Father. May God bless you in these days. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called your church to worship your Son in spirit and truth. Through the Spirit of Jesus, keep us faithful to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, so that we may be partakers of his divine life and inherit the kingdom promised for those who drink from the water of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.